one man so good on the trade tools with one man so good on the radio tools. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer in the back of a ute for your BJ Howes mates, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, this is Paddy. Palmerless today. Justin Avendano filled in. Good work, Justin.
We got the token ring in. That must be cheap.
You're the only one.
Yeah, no one else answered the calls. There are 100 other calls.
Doesn't matter. But it is our podcast for Tuesday, the 9th of August. Justin had a bit of trouble when Father TJ called. All he wanted to do was ring and say good day.
I wasn't sure when to answer the phone.
All right, that's all. As well as that, hey, we did Build My Ad today. If you're in a business on the Central Coast, you want us to build an ad. Trevi Long joined us from New York. And also, another person who joined us from New York was Benedict Brook, and he spoke about the passing of Olivia Newton-John.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Breakfast with Paddy, Palmerless today, Justin Avendano filling in. What did your mate just text?
He just goes, are you full-time radio now? I said, no, mate, I'm just the filling when they need me.
No, you're more than that, you are more than that to us.
You guys would have called 100 other people. They didn't answer. They just went, you know what, we'll call Justin.
You were the first one.
I don't believe that whatsoever.
You can check my phone.
You weren't the 100th, you were the 99th.
Yeah.
So you were not the 100th person, but you're filling in for Rob because he's allegedly sick. Allegedly.
Well, I was speaking to him yesterday. I didn't know he was sick.
Yeah, I know. He is, as I said, the world's greatest con. The world's greatest con. Anyway, you better get that. That's one. Okay.
Good morning, Father McCardle.
Oh, no, you say Triple M.
Triple M.
Good morning. It's the Reverend Father TJ McCardle from the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb. With gravy and three vegetables. Thank you for joining in, Paddy. And once again, Justin Avendano. Hello.
Good morning, Father. I'm in for Rob again today.
Justin, you are like a tube of no more gaps, aren't you?
Yeah.
A little squeeze and that space will be filled.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind if I spit on my finger and run it across you just to smooth you out. Well, that's what they do on the job sites, don't they?
Yes, they do. That was awkward all of a sudden. Now, I drove past the church yesterday and you were doing unconventional methods of fundraising.
Yes, what the flock? That is what I say. The only avenue left for the church to do fundraising is to go online.
Have you set up a GoFundMe page?
Something better than that, Justin.
Are you selling religious memorabilia?
Well, it's religious, but not memorabilia.
Come on, Father. What's the church doing to raise much-needed funds?
Well, myself and Sister Margaret have set up an OnlyFans account.
What? OnlyFans? That's a subscription-only site for porn.
Oh, have mercy on my soul. Are you joking?
No.
We recently installed air conditioning and had an abundance of overhead ceiling fans.
Right.
And Sister Margaret thought OnlyFans was like Gumtree.
Right.
Oh, no wonder a customer wanted to know what the downrod and the mounting device was.
Right.
Oh, Sister Margaret. Oh, she was going to send in some pictures. Blessed be our souls. Must go by.
Goodbye, Father.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It was good to see our Kookaburras. They had a win.
Had a win. 67 gold medals, was it, for the, and over 1,000, I think, in total ever? First country to ever hit 1,000?
Yeah, the hockey gold is now 1,001. And we spoke to Matt Shervington from Channel 7 last Wednesday. He reckons we'd win 90 gold. We didn't. We only won 67. Let us down, they did.
Jeez, that's not a bad series, though.
Mate, 67 gold. And, look, this is what happened in the closing stages of the hockey. Thanks to Channel 7, the Kookaburras taking on India, going for the gold.
The Aussies have done it again. It's now 7 deadly wins for Australia at the Commonwealth Games. They claim the gold in emphatic fashion.
The Australian men's hockey team, the Kookaburras, they have won gold and they just didn't win gold. They smashed it at the Commonwealth Games, making it 7th straight Commonwealth Games men's hockey gold medal. And Matty Dawson, our local bloke, he took part from Killarney Vale and his mum Trish is with us live from Birmingham this morning. Good morning, Trish.
Hi, Paddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Congratulations from one parent to another.
Thank you. So excited. So proud.
They smashed it. 7-0 they beat India in for the gold medal.
They did. I was a little nervous leading up to the final, but once they scored that first goal, I could see they were on song to play a great game.
Just demolished India. How did Maddie play?
Yeah, it gave us a few little hiccups through the game, but recovered well after them, and yeah, very proud of him. Yeah.
What was the atmosphere like at the? It was the final event for the Commonwealth Games.
It was, and yeah, the atmosphere was great, but it was all about the Indians. Everybody else, other than the Australians that were there, were barracking for the Indians. Lots of Indians there. But then any of the POMs that had bought tickets for the final because they thought they would be there were barracking.
They wanted Australia to lose. So. Oh.
Yep, absolutely.
And Australia smashed them 7-0.
Yep. At 5-0 at half time, it certainly quite. The crowd down.
And have you spoken to Maddie since?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to catch up with him back at a pub for a drink after the game. They're going to the closing ceremony tonight because there's not too many Aussie athletes back here still. A lot have gone home, so yeah, they're off to the closing ceremony, but we were back able to catch up with him, and he was, very relieved and, very proud.
When did he say they knew it had it? They had it in the bag? Was it, say, like at 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0 or 7-0?
No, I'm a pretty nervous parent, but just the way they started, 1-0, I was happy at 1-0, 2-0. Yeah, you're feeling like it was just the atmosphere and the way they played. They were so much better than the semi-final.
Yeah, when they played against England,
they were just very, very controlled.
Closing ceremony for Matty Dawson tonight with the rest of the Kookaburras. Hopefully he'll be carrying that flag. And then where to for Matty after that? Is he coming back home to Australia?
No, he's flying straight to Amsterdam to play for Amsterdam for a contract in the Dutch league. So, yeah.
No rest for the wicked. Trish,
no rest.
Thank you for being our unofficial Commonwealth Games correspondent, and wish Matty all the best. And you never know, we might speak to him in the next couple of weeks and have a chat to him.
Yeah, thanks, Paddy.
Yeah, Matty Dawson, who has collected gold for the Kookaburras in their 7-0 victory over India. And, of course, you played with him cricket.
He used to play cricket with him. But tell you what, our Central Coast athletics squad should be very, very proud of what they've done. We've got some incredible athletes coming through the coast right now. We've had discus, we had a swimmer, we got Matt, we got a lot of people doing really well for the coast right now.
Ian Rebilliard from Central Coast Academy.
Exactly.
Well
right.
done, buddy, what you're doing with all these sports stars on the Central Coast.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, we got some more listeners. Who have we got? We got your mate.
Yeah, we finally got my wife listening of all things.
Zoe. Okay.
Normally when I do the Friday sports report, she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't listen. I was at Pilates. Yeah. Every Friday she's at Pilates apparently or some other bloke's house, but you know. She's finally listening today, so thanks, babe.
So that's two. Well, that's good.
Two extra listeners.
We love
bringing
that.
In the big bucks.
We love that. Oh, I tell you what, we're on a roll today. We are on a roll. And Palmer reckons he's allegedly said bull. he is. So, look, we've been told I went on too much about Rob being sick yesterday, according to someone.
He's a sensitive soul.
He is. We've
got to be
careful with him.
I feel bad for him, to be fair. COVID's not a fun thing to have.
Well, that's what he reckons he has. But anyway, look, it would be remiss of us if we didn't pay part-time Rob episode 2.
From the makers of Schitt's Creek, Days of Our Lives, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Love Island, you can
UK version only. Comes a new Australian sitcom, Part Time Raw. Because of you.
Surprise, surprise, it's 9:30 a.m. and part-time Rob still isn't at work.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Did your dog eat your homework?
Much worse than that, daylight saving caught me out.
It did last year as well.
Yeah. The clock in my car's an hour behind, and that's why I'm late.
So will you just work an hour later?
Nah, I can't today. I have a doctor's appointment at lunchtime.
Are you having your weekly COVID test?
Yeah, the tests are great, but you can't come back to the workplace till you get your results, mate.
You should try and switch your test results with Trumpy, and then you'll get 2 weeks off.
I tell you something, I won't switch with Donald Trump.
What's that?
His hairstyles. Because of you, me,
everybody's got a part-time Rob. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. How's this? Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ House. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide?
There was a house fire last week at Berkeley Vale.
This is just devastating.
Yeah, local family lost the lot, a young family, and the guys at Food Fix It Lake Edge, they're getting behind the cause.
Yeah, doing a GoFundMe, which is a great cause, and they're really after people to go into their shop and hand in furniture, money, gift vouchers, anything they can do to sort of help this family start up again. Because I think if you put yourself in those shoes,
yep,
your life will be turned upside down if this happened to you. Everything gone. So.
Yeah, they lost everything, as you said, furniture, clothing, appliances, food, personal items, wallet, ID, every single thing in the home was destroyed. So if you can help out, you can get in contact with Coco or the guys at Food Fix on Lake Edge. Go and see them, because there might be special things that the family need. So Coco will know that. But there's all, as you said, the GoFundMe page.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones too, if you are going to hand in furniture, clothing, whatever people need, just make sure it's in good working condition. The last thing these people need is to get a bunch of rubbish come in that's not usable. So if you're going to help out, make sure it's completely good, in good condition, usable.
Exactly. And the GoFundMe page, it's GoFundMe, the Dryly family, Drylie family. And if you can help with a financial donation, would be great. Or if you want to ring the guys from Food Fix Lake Edge, speak to Coco or any of the staff there. They'll be letting you know what the family need. And if you can do it, make sure you do.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
In the meantime, is one of your favourites.
I just want to sing, but it's going to hurt the listeners.
No.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Sing it.
No.
Because that's where our Texpert Trevy Long is this morning in New York. He joins us. Good morning, Trev.
From Australia Avenue, you minor, to Fifth Avenue, New York. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Our times have changed.
What a fairy tale this is.
There's not much of a difference, though, is there, Trev?
No, it's very similar. I remember the streets between Australia Avenue and the next ones, they were just gravel. It's a lot like that over here.
There's a street in your minor called Bogan Street, isn't there? That fits in well.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I was in the upmarket Australia Avenue part of it.
Now, Trev, why are you in NYC?
Well, why wouldn't you be here? No, I've been flown over here by Samsung because they have two events a year called Unpacked, and this one on Wednesday night Australian time, we'll know more on Thursday morning, is all about folding smartphones. So the Samsung Galaxy Fold, the Samsung Galaxy Flip, which have been pretty successful the last couple of years, will be announced with new versions. I assume they'll be better, thinner, lighter, faster, all that kind of stuff. But it's fascinating because there's still no other company making folding smartphones. And, you know, it's amazing technology. And I think they're bloody great devices, but I'm fascinated that it's only Samsung in this market. So either people don't want them, or it's just that the other companies don't know how to do it. It's phenomenal, and Samsung have got a huge leadership in that space.
Now, is that actually just a marketing tool, or does it actually help? Because what I believe, my brother has it, it just leaves a massive line down in the center of the screen. But are people actually using them and loving them, or is it purely a marketing tool to get it?
Oh, look, it's a marketing tool to get people to buy something new, for sure, but there's a real use to them. So the Fold opens like a book to be a bigger screen. And yes, you can absolutely feel the crease in the middle. There's no question about that. But I use the Flip. I think the Flip's a great phone, which looks like a normal smartphone, but it flips shut from top to bottom. Now, that fold in the middle, that crease, you can't see it when you're using the phone. It's not something that jumps out at you. And it's only when you gently pull your finger over the screen that you feel it. Honestly, it's not something you notice in daily use, but I think they're a great phone because you get that bigger screen, but you get also protecting the screen because when it's closed, it's protected.
And you are in New York, Trev, so you've dusted off your jeans that you used to wear in Australia, mm. haven't you, and your Levi's, and get the dust off the vinyl as well, mate.
Mate, it's a great idea. In fact, the very vinyls that were in the Australia Avenue home of the Long family for many years actually live at my place now. I don't know how, of all the siblings, I got them, but the box of 33s and the boxes of 45s, and I got a record player from Monster. Monster are selling this thing at JB Hi-Fi for $700. It's a record player with two speakers, so you don't need a hi-fi unit and all the big speakers. This thing, straight out of the box, will play your vinyls, 33s and 45s. And it's just such a great thing if you've got vinyl records from the past, from when you were a child or whatever it was. It's a great way to re-enjoy that music and, frankly, introduce a new generation to the concept of press, put the needle on and play the album from start to finish. There's no skip. There's no shuffle. It's lovely. It's a really cool thing. $700 for a record player ready to rock and roll.
Bargain.
That's got the vinyl, I say.
And one of the last things you got here, you got these new Apple AirTag location trackers. Now, my mate has one of these in his wallet. Is there an update on these? What's the go here?
All I've found, mate, is there are so many new ways to use these. So the little circular device itself is great. Lots of key rings for them. I've got one in my passport wallet, for example. But I've found so many accessories. There's ones that you can put onto a dog collar. There's ones you can put onto your bike that clips into the drink bottle holder. There are literally accessories that allow you to use these AirTags on almost anything. So if you're prone to losing stuff, even a pair of glasses, there is an AirTag tracker that will attach to the glasses, no problems at all. So get there. There's a long list of them at EFTM.com.
All right. Trevor Long, who hates a junket, absolutely hates it. Thanks.
No, it's terrible, but someone's got to do it, Paddy. Remember that, okay?
Thanks for joining us from New York and EFTM.com.au for all the reviews. Trevi from Channel 9, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Trev.
From the Tinseltown.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Look, if you're in business on the Central Coast, though, and you need an ad, what do you do? We're the ones.
Call you guys, not me. I'm not involved in this in any shape or form.
Mate, you might have to. Seriously,
no,
get
this
aboard.
Is why Rob gets paid the big bucks.
No, I'm sure your creative juices would flow if we sat you around a table and say, hey, here's an idea for this particular built a company. Whatever they are, it could be, no matter what business you're in, all you got to do, get us on our socials, message us on our socials, be it Instagram or Facebook, and just say, hey, listen, we want an ad built. Pat and Rob Justin will add his two bobs worth as well and come up with a commercial, and we'll do it free of charge and play it. Like we did, and this is what we did for the guys at Tookley Butchers. They've got the car park butchery at Tookley, and so this is what we came up with the lads.
It's Tookley Car Park Butchery. Biggest sale ever. Never repeated prices on lamb chops, beef cheeks, rump steak, chicken breasts, all up to go with bargain basement prices. It's Tookley Car Park Butchery. Biggest sale ever. If you want meat, they've got meat. Lamb shanks, brisket, sirloin, T-bone, ribeye, pork belly, all up the door at bargain basement prices. If there's one day to add meat to your shopping list, today is the day. Tookley Car Park Butchery. If it's made of meat, it's good to eat. 229 Main Road, Tookley. The only butchers on the Central Coast with 10 fingers.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Justin Avendano, our sports guy, filled in for Rob. But the thing is, you weren't the 100th person we called.
honestly.
He's 99th.
All right, okay. All right, well, you're the 99th. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mate, now, you had a hit of golf. You had a whack yesterday with some boys from South Sydney.
Yeah, so I played the South Sydney Rabbitohs Golf Day, which is great fun every year. And this year was a little bit different. So they only gave us a handful of players because players are struggling with injuries now back into the year. But they're also worried about the COVID situation now. Yeah. So everyone had to do a COVID test before we got there. But it was a really, really good fun day. I actually played golf with Jason Hodges, who was Rob Palmer's old colleague on Better Homes and Gardens. So he was telling stories for 5 hours through the round.
Hang on,
he was tipping them back. He was having a great time.
Let's get into the cone of silence now. Now, I know we're nose on nose. Okay, we're very close and it's very hot in this cone of silence. But so Jace Hodges from Better Homes and Gardens told you a few stories about Rob Palmer playing golf yesterday.
And are you sure we're allowed? This is the cone of silence, right? Because they're bad, bad details.
Okay. Oh, no. Get out. No, get out of the cone. Get it up. Don't tell me. But, you know, you were saying about the bubble. So will South will go into a bubble now from this week, did they say?
Yeah, so I believe so. Over the next couple of weeks, all players are going to be pretty much in harsh quarantine because this is going to be the only thing that really stops teams from potentially winning games of footy in the finals. Yeah. So we're already seeing the Panthers now lose a few injuries and whatnot. They're the dominant team. So they're going to be full strength coming to finals with all their players back. The only thing that's going to stop them is COVID. So every team's been very cautious right now.
Yeah, because it's round 22 this weekend. We've got 22. 23, 24, 25. So there's only four more rounds of the domestic season. Then we get into the final series.
Yeah.
So what if are the other teams going to do it? They probably would be, would they?
Well, I don't reckon the teams who are coming last are going to do it. I dare say the Knights are probably praying for COVID.
Yeah.
Just so they have an excuse. But I reckon all the teams will be going into COVID bubbles, especially probably the week or two coming into finals, because that's the last thing you need. Because obviously with COVID as well, some people don't really feel the symptoms, but you can also get extremely sick from it. So even if you get it a couple of weeks out, you want to make sure going into finals you're full and healthy, ready to go.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Meadowland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.